Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian state media reported Saturday that dozens of families started leaving the besieged rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. State TV showed dozens of women and children arriving at the Salah ad-Din neighborhood after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and fighters who wanted to leave. The state news agency SANA said civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government on the western side of Aleppo. Opposition activists, meanwhile, denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held neighborhoods. They said that state media was attempting to falsely suggest civilians were fleeing the area in large numbers. Russia's Federal Security Service says that the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations, government agencies, and defense contractors have been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. The FSB said in a statement on its website Saturday that the virus and the way the networks were infected bear similar characteristics to software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who is suspected of being behind the attacks. The announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on the U.S. Democratic National Committee and the fundraising committee for Democratic Party candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the hacks of the Democratic Party organizations. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in the U.S. state of Texas say at least 16 people died in the early morning crash of a hot air balloon. A spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said that the airship apparently hit power lines and caught fire during its flight Saturday, crashing into a pasture and killing all aboard. Eric Grossoff is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
It's much like a crime scene. You only get one chance at it, so we want to make sure we do everything correctly. And thanks to the cooperation of all these agencies standing next to me and behind me, we've been able to start on the right foot with that.
Grossoff confirmed the crash resulted in what he called a significant loss of life. He also said that there will be a significant investigation into this tragedy involving local, state, and federal authorities, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The crash took place in an area of farmland about 50 kilometers south of the state capital, Austin. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined a vigil on the outskirts of Krakow, Poland on Saturday to celebrate World Youth Day in the company of Pope Francis. In an emotional speech, 26-year-old Syrian student Rand Mitri spoke to hundreds of thousands of Catholics about conditions in Syria and how it made her doubt her faith in God. The Pope then told those gathered that violence and hatred will not solve the world's problems.
E la nostra risposta a questo mondo in guerra.
He said our response to a world at war has a name. Its name is fraternity. Its name is brotherhood. Its name is communion. Its name is family.
Si chiama fratellanza.
The vigil was held on the fourth day of the pontiff's five-day trip to Poland. A man in Belgium has been charged with attempting to commit terrorist murders and participating in a terror group, while his brother was released without charge. The federal prosecutor's office announced Saturday that 33-year-old Noureddin H. and his brother, identified only as Hamza H., were taken in for questioning on suspicion of plotting a terror attack. That came after police searches Friday evening in seven houses in the city of Liège and the Mons region. Belgian prosecutors said late Saturday that Noureddin H. was charged while his brother was freed. Turkey is continuing its government crackdown in the wake of the July 15th failed military coup, with 60 constitutional court employees suspended Saturday. Close to 70,000 people have been suspended or dismissed from their jobs in Turkey as part of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's crackdown on those associated with the coup attempt. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.